when we ask what is wrong, we get answers that often help us keep in a state of misery. When we replace our what's wrong thinking and questions with a what's right or a more open curiosity, like what's going on here or what am I feeling right now, we discover this gigantic world of possibilities where it's okay to just feel our feelings and it's okay to be who we are. It's okay to experience whatever we're doing without judgment. I'm sharing this today because I hope it's really helpful to replace what's wrong questioning and thinking with a open-minded curiosity, because this, for me, has produced fantastic results in my life. This is the answer to the questions I so often see. How do I have so much energy? How do I stay motivated? One huge tool with that is replacing what's wrong thinking and questioning with open curiosity. For example, today I spent about the first hour of the day crying and feeling a lot of sadness, hurt, and I'm not even sure why. Now, one thing that hinders that experience, that makes it harder to do that, is to ask what's wrong. Because what's wrong implies things are not as they should be. It is a built-in judgment that most of us have been raised with. Anytime we are crying or being inappropriate, we, by the question itself, are wrong. This question is hardwired into so many of us, and I cringe every time I see a boy crying, especially a boy, because men especially are raised that if you're crying, something is wrong, because if nothing was wrong, you wouldn't be like that. This kind of thinking is based on a belief that what is right is to be cool. What is right is to be either emotionless or happy, and that experiencing something else is wrong. Now, this might seem innocent enough, like, oh, Jerry, you're making a big deal out of nothing. Let's try it. When you look in the mirror and ask yourself, what's wrong? How do you feel? I know. I'll do it right now. What's wrong? My mind immediately flows with all these things. Well, your money might not work out. Well, people might not like this video. Well, this person did this a while ago, and the world's like this, and you see the energy that produces? Now let's try it a different way. What's alive in me right now? Hope. Excitement. The possibility that this might be life-changing, that experiencing what I'm creating right now might really help you. A love and curiosity, a childlike enthusiasm for life. That's what's alive in me. Do you see the difference in asking those two questions? That's massive. It's huge. Let's try it again. Jerry, what's wrong with you right now? I just got a really ridiculous answer. My mind said you're too fat. You're too fat. That's what's wrong with you right now. You're too fat. Are you kidding me? I'm too fat. I weigh about probably 165 pounds right at this moment. That's the least I've weighed since probably middle school. This is the best I've looked. Maybe ever. Not, you know, for all of eternity because we're immortal souls, but for this body's existence. As an adult, I'd say, based on judging myself, this is the best I've looked ever as an adult. Do you hear the answer my mind just gave me when I asked what's wrong? It said I'm fat. Even though objectively that is ridiculous. Do you see how destructive it is to ask the simple question, what's wrong? I know for a lot of my life, I asked the question internally, what's wrong? And the answer I most often got was, what's wrong with other people? What's wrong with the world? What's wrong with me? Now, if I ask what's alive in me right now, my body, every cell filled with life, excited to share, passion, enthusiasm, that's what's alive in me right now. A little while ago, there was sadness. There was despair. And you see, when I ask what's alive in me, there's nothing wrong with sadness or despair. It's just another emotion. It's just as good as happiness. When we ask what's wrong and we discover sadness and despair, my gosh, we might need to get something done about that. We might need to go see someone who will help us not feel that disgusting, filthy emotion anymore. What's wrong? This video, that's what's wrong, Jerry. You're telling me? I'm asking what's wrong, and what's wrong is you're telling me that when I ask what's wrong, that's wrong. It's not wrong. It depends on what kind of answers you want. Do you want to be depressed and miserable the rest of your life? Then feel free. Keep asking what's wrong. It works really good for being depressed and miserable and hopeless and full of despair. If that's what you want, then do it. Feel free. I've done it. I've done it a lot, probably for the last 15 or 20 years. If you ranked the questions I asked, what's wrong was probably in the top 10, if not the top 5, and maybe even number 1 or 2, alongside of what do I want? This video and the related podcast and post will get way too long if we go into what do I want right now. So let's stick with replacing what's wrong with what's right. The questions we ask, we have complete power over the questions we ask. No one dictates to us what questions we ask. Now, the others, so to speak, society, the world, has a huge power over a lot of our lives. No one has the power to tell us what questions we ask internally. That is completely up to us. And when we consciously choose the questions we ask inside of us, or we observe questions and we want to replace them with something better, we claim the full power we have. Feeling powerless, feeling out of control is usually a function of not being in touch with our own power. Because the world tends to respond to our own power. And when we have power over ourselves, when we choose the questions we ask, we don't have this huge need to dominate and control others. When I ask what's alive in me, I don't see this need to control you. When I ask what's wrong, I start getting this desire to control and fix you. Because when I ask what's wrong, and the answer comes that your behavior is what's wrong, then I better fix it. I better fix your messed up behavior. If the answer to what's wrong is something with you, I better start dominating and controlling you, and perhaps then I can fix what's wrong with you. The truth is, nothing is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with me. That's the truth. Now, often the truth will aggravate us. A lot of us don't take compliments very well because we've asked what's wrong so often that when someone gives us a compliment, it disagrees with our answers to what's wrong. I've noticed I've struggled to take compliments over the last few years. That I get defensive when someone says, Jerry, great job. I feel the urge to argue. Well, what do you mean, great job? Either they're, of course it's a great job, I'm God, or, well, I mean, anyone could do that. What's wrong thinking is what causes us to see a world with problems. Now, you might be tempted to say, Jerry, there are problems in the world. Look at the Pacific garbage patch. Look at what we're doing to the earth. Look at what we're doing to animals. Look at what we're doing to our fellow human beings. Would we do those things if we asked what's alive in me right now? Would we butcher our fellow human beings? Would we have massive houses, disgusting amounts of wealth, and then not have anything left to give anyone else and feel like we're not good enough? Would we do that if we never asked what's wrong? Isn't having too much a function of asking what's wrong? I know when I ask what's wrong, I feel like what I have is not good enough, and then I hustle for more, even when I have too much. When we ask what's alive in me right now, we often have a fantastic urge to really help with the problems on this planet. And I say problems, not that there's something wrong. There's an opportunity for us to work together. You see, when we're full of despair, that's an opportunity for us to work together. When we're uncomfortable, that's an opportunity for us to help each other. When we have needs, when we're hungry, when we want connection and intimacy, these are opportunities to help each other. When we see things like a huge amount of garbage floating on the ocean, that's an opportunity to help each other. That's an opportunity to work together and clean that up. It's like my daughter's play area. My daughter's play area gets messy. My daughter's play area gets full of all her toys. She has so many toys that my daughter's play area becomes a mess. And guess what? That's a great opportunity for Dad to come in and be genuinely useful. Because I'm good at cleaning stuff up. I've got 30 years of experience cleaning stuff up. And I know how to put everything nicely away and make it look good. And instead of looking around at my daughter's play area and saying, "What's wrong?" and making her clean it up. "You clean that up. You put that in there. Move that over there." Instead of doing that, I have a choice today. Thank God I have a choice. You know what? Maybe I'll help. I'm really good at cleaning up. I'll put it away. And I'll feel grateful that I have a beautiful 2.5-year-old daughter to help put all her toys away. That she has toys. That she can play and have fun. That she's being loved and respected each day. And then, when I look around at her play area and I ask, how may I help here instead of what's wrong? Because often we get at the same thing. You could say, what's wrong? And say, the Pacific garbage patch. That's disgusting. It needs to be cleaned up. Or you could ask, how may I help here? Well, there's a lot of trash floating in the Pacific. A gigantic garbage patch. How may I help with that? I'm not sure. Sitting in Florida right now in St. Petersburg in my daughter's play area as I create this, I'm not sure how I can help with that. Maybe just talking about it, that's enough. Maybe just being aware of it, that's enough. For now, for right this moment. You see, even with things we really do need to do something about, like when I say, what's wrong? Then I have a desire to go watch the news because the news will tell me what's wrong today. When I say, how may I help here? Then, yes, there are things like racism, discrimination, sexism. When I ask, how may I help here? Then I see what I can do about it. Ultimately, it comes down to what can I do about it? If I can't do anything about it, or if I don't see what I can do about it, then I'm powerless. Then I feel the need to exert power over others. Then I feel the need to commit violence, whether it's emotional or mental oppression of others, or even that's how the foundation of physical violence is, looking around at each other and asking, what's wrong? Well, this person's so disgusting, they need to be beaten. If we ask, how may I help here? Well, can you imagine asking, how may I help here, and feeling the desire to hurt another person? I'm grateful today that I've had this experience. I've asked what's wrong so many times, I can't stand to do it anymore. I'm burnt out. I'm tired of asking what's wrong. I'm tired of the answers I get asking what's wrong. Today I ask, how may I help? Today I ask what's alive in me, and I've learned that from others. Other people have shown me how to do that. And I pray, I hope this is as helpful for you as what I've read in books like Nonviolent Communication. I hope this gives you a really valuable skill today without asking anything in return. Because that's love. And love is alive in me right now. That's how I may help, is to love and know and experience and teach unconditional love today. Thank you. If you think despair and sadness is always bad, this is what I have to share after an hour of crying. That I love you. You're awesome. How may I help you?